Hello, I'm Mike Ryan. I'm the Chief Networking Officer at PIMS, and welcome to our second season of Minutes with Mike. Now in my 33rd year at PIMS, I've had the privilege of partnering with companies both large and small, supporting their PR and marketing through customized fulfillment and distribution that delivers measurable impact on their brand perception, boosts positive affinity, and fuels their overall brand performance. And throughout my career, I've had the chance to work alongside many talented folks. This is their story. On this show, we'll sit down with some of the world's top marketing and business thought leaders to learn more about their success, how they got there, how marketing helped them achieve their goals, what strategies they used, and what inspires them. Please join me on this journey as we learn from those who are changing the way we think about business. So sit back, enjoy. You're listening to Minutes with Mike. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Minutes with Mike. I'm Mike, and here today we are with Landry Bauer. Landry is a friend, a colleague, and our go-to at the CEW. Landry, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was telling Landry in our pre-production conversation that she's actually in luck because she's the first one that's going to be seeing the Minutes with Mike sign that we had made up over here at BIM. So I hope it adds a little spice to the conversation. Landry, you and I met several years ago, and you know me pretty well by now, and these videos go like putting lipstick on without a mirror. You never know what direction or angle they're going to go in, but we're going to dive into it right now. We have a lot of good opportunities with the CEW, but for the folks that don't know, the ones who have been living under a rock for all these years, what the CEW is and what they do, can you explain to us what the background is of the CEW?
Definitely. So we are an international organization of over 9,000 thought leaders, trendsetters, rising stars representing all facets of the industry. So we're talking brands, retailers, fragrance houses, media outlets, suppliers, packagers, and distributors like you.
CEW.
Our mission. Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say the CEW stands for Cosmetic Executive Women, but go ahead. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Correct. Our mission is really to inform, educate, and connect our members and propel the industry forward.
Landry, you've worn several hats over at the CEW. Right now, you are the Director of Partnerships and Business Development. Talk to me a little bit about the steps you took to get that opportunity, where you started from, and where that's going.
Yeah, so I actually began my journey at CEW as an intern in college. I was at Pace University, and I have been fortunate to grow within the organization ever since. So really, I started out, and I've always been in sponsorships, but have been involved in a lot of initiatives and kind of getting us to where we are today. What really drew me to CEW was its unique position as a hub for the industry, serving as a resource, a support system. And I'm really passionate about building relationships, spreading awareness, and introducing new people to our community. I get to talk to someone new every day, and what we offer is so valuable. There's really something for everyone. And as a salesperson, I know that's incredibly rare. So I think CEW stands out for our talented team and the industry leaders we support. And I'm really proud to be a part of it.
As the Chief Networking Officer at PIMS and having been in sales for the better part of 30 years, I know exactly what you mean. Like sometimes, you know, it's not all glamour as people would think it is in this networking world of ours. What do you do, or how do you strive to build relationships? You know, when your relationships are just that, you're building long-term relationships that go over the course of months and years. Like with PIMS, for instance, we've been working with you and the CEW for at least 10 years, probably beyond that.
It's actually 12.
There you go. See, I was close on many different opportunities, right? From the award shows right on down. So tell me a little bit about how you discover these opportunities and how you develop them.
Definitely. So, I mean, I think it goes back to what CEW is, and that's really why we're here. We're creating a community, bringing members together is core to our mission. So we offer high-level access. We have a platform for industry leaders to share their expertise. We create environments where members and our partners can connect and learn from one another, share their resources, and really help support one another. And we're actually approaching our 70th anniversary. And so we're proud to serve an industry that's so welcoming and supportive. And I also think that's unique as well. So yeah, just creating these environments and the ability for people to connect and meet each other.
One of the wonderful things about working with the CEW is the relationship that we've built over time. It's really grassroots. You know, we come in early, like for something like the Beauty Bazaar, where you are really in the planning stages. You're always good enough to reach out to us to see what our connection's going to be this year. Your offerings are well over the top of expectations as to what it is we get in return for our sponsorships, or in this case, you know, assembling the bags and having them ready for shipping. We get to go to the places that you are thinking about the show to be held at to give sort of a walkthrough where you take our advice, or you look to us to say, you know, where do you think the best place for the bags to be assembled or distributed? How is the logistics going to work about getting things over to us? How many people are you going to have on this end of it? Talk a little bit about how that works internally on your end. How do you pick the places where the shows and opportunities are held? How do you go through your process with that? And then when you talk to your partners like PIMS, how do you engage them on that? Like talk through that process a little bit.
Yeah, so I think it's two parts. One is that we have a really talented, small but mighty team. And so our events and marketing team and sponsorship team were relatively small, but we do a lot. And so they have years of experience in sourcing venues, looking for places to hold our events, given, you know, what types of formats or the way we want things to come across. But then I think it's also recognizing and understanding our position, because we are serving the industry. We are serving the experts. So we want to know from you what makes the most sense logistically, because that's not in our wheelhouse. And I think that goes to show with like any partnership that we have. We want them to be the advisors. We want them to come to us. We really want to be collaborative. We want to show how well we can work together, because when we're achieving your goals, we achieve ours, and then our members then are getting what they need from us as well.
I think I recently read on your website, or it might have been a part of some of the literature that you guys send out often, which I love, and everybody else does as well. I know that as far as membership goes, it's always growing, and part of your world is obviously being involved in that as well. What have you seen over the years that you've been with the CEW as far as growth with opportunities within brands? Of course, there's the large brands that everybody knows well, but what about the indie brands and the smaller brands? How do you connect with them as well?
Yeah, when I started, it was a very different organization than it is now. We have really brought in a lot of the smaller up-and-coming indie brands into our membership, but we still have those legacy brands actively involved through our board and through membership. Membership's interesting because, again, bringing people into the community comes first and foremost. And we also want to serve. So during the pandemic, we were able to open up our doors and do a lot more virtually, because we used to have events primarily in New York City. And our West Coast members, or people across the country, were so excited when we were opening those doors up and they could access our programming no matter where they are. And so I think that's been something new that we're going to continue, with the understanding that we still need in-person opportunities to connect with one another.
Webinars is something I know when I first started interacting with the folks over at CEW, we were invited to a tremendous amount of these webinars, which are really industry staples now. The process of the education that is involved and the feedback that you're getting from these industry trendsetting leaders is unbelievable. How does that work? Like, how, of course, I know you want Mike Ryan with Minutes with Mike as a webinar, but that aside, How do you engage that? How do you find those opportunities with these trendsetters?
Yeah, we actually just held our State of the Industry Global Trend Report event earlier this month, and that is a signature program that we do. We lean in and really work collaboratively with our data providers to identify these trending topics, to help them, or they help guide us and expand on the topics that we should share out with our industry, because we're all, wanting to know what's coming up, how the future of the industry is going. And we look to them to really work together to identify and create webinars and programs that speak to our members. And I think that's also a unique difference too in the world we're living in now, because we don't have to fill that ballroom of 1,000 people. We can speak to a smaller audience that are really engaged and are looking for resources and to be able to connect with companies like yours.
Awesome. The term AI, this is the new thing and the new trend that is really infiltrating all of our worlds, right? Even on the distribution and fulfillment. And people want to start talking about how AI is going to connect with warehousing and logistics, doing fulfillment when people are placing orders, as far as customization, which of course, is PIM's bread and butter, and certainly what we've been known for the last 35 years. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that too, these new up and coming trends, certainly AI, but how do you see that engaging, your world over there as far as internally at the CEW or with the people that, are members?
Yeah, so some of the trends that were discussed in the state of the industry was definitely technology, like you mentioned, the rise of aesthetics and medi spas, like a growing interest in professional beauty treatments and services. Also social platforms and their impact on product sales and brands leveraging TikTok and reaching and engaging with consumers in new ways. Also, I think the direct-to-consumer purchasing has become more prevalent. So how consumers are shopping. And then, there's also some challenges that the industry is looking, but I think that's more of a reflection of society in general too. Like, not surprising, people are looking for guidance when it comes to sustainability, inclusivity, and technology. And I think that's from the brand level and, how you're improving efficiencies, but also in our day-to-day work and how we can better streamline, what we're doing. I've heard, we can use AI to gather all your emails and tell you your history with somebody. So it's wild.
It's incredible what the future holds for that. I mean, I know it's really in its infancy and people are just sort of coming to terms exactly what it can do, if they even know that yet. But the opportunity for, the vendor side, speaking for the vendor side, is limitless, right? It just adds that much more customization that people can get used to as far as, what type of shade matching they want, or if it's apparel, the different sizes of apparel, color, distribution types. It's really endless. So it's something that's coming. You never know how fast it's going to come. It seems like it's happening more and more every day with the Chat GPT and the AI and all that stuff happening simultaneously. It's wonderful. I noticed on your LinkedIn profile that you volunteer with cystic fibrosis. Is that right?
Yeah.
Maybe you could talk a little bit about that too.
Yeah. So my cousin Olivia was diagnosed at a very young age, and I've been actively involved with the foundation since then. I actually started our national family team back in 2013, and it enabled us to have multiple fundraising teams across the country, all raising money to the same group. And I really am just so impressed with the work that the foundation's doing, because I've been able to see firsthand how much of an impact it's had on her life. When she was diagnosed, the life expectancy was in the mid 30s, and now it's 40s, 50s, and beyond. And, they've really improved day to day, like therapies and management strategies. And I'm also able to utilize my experience professionally to help to drive fundraising events, organize golf tournaments. And we've raised, through just like word of mouth and family, we've raised over $70,000 for the organization. So, it's really great. And I'm really happy to be a part of it. And she's just such an inspiration.
I'm sure it makes you feel wonderful too. Good for you. I know I was going to ask you that part about sort of elevating it on the professional end too, because I have some experience with the American Heart Association, and it just started off as some conversational things and then some volunteer hours. And then now it's, I think they want to be on Minutes with Mike, and they want to, they really want to, and I don't blame them, take advantage of the opportunities that we give them. So that's why we do it. We certainly give our all, as you do as well. And it's certainly much appreciated in that aspect as too. Looking ahead, what are some of the goals and aspirations for you professionally and personally with the CEW? I know you're a West Coaster now, so talk about that a little bit, but tell me, what's the next steps for Landry?
Yeah, I relocated to Seattle, and I feel like I'm back and forth so much. People don't know where I am. And sometimes I don't know where I am when I go to TSA. They're like, where are you going? I'm like, wait a minute, where am I? But I think being on the West Coast has made me, you know, connect more. I've done a lot with our West Coast committee over the years and really love that West Coast based beauty. So I am really excited that we're hosting our Female Founders Award event in LA on May 7th. And so I couldn't be more happy about that. So I think building that out, expanding our reach, and, you know, from a personal level too, like utilizing my skills, utilizing my relationship building experience to engage with people and welcome them in and spread the word and awareness and just, yeah, elevating myself and the organization.
I know that if you go onto the CEW website, which is CEW.org, right? If you go onto that website, there's a calendar which you can see all the upcoming things and the things you have planned for the year. Do you want to talk about a couple of things you have coming up?
Yeah. So on that same point of female founders, I'm a little partial to our Women's Leadership Awards program. It's really a reflection of what CEW's mission is to empower and advance female leaders. And so I personally am inspired every year by their leadership stories and the success that they've had. And I think that not only is motivating, but also has the power to transform the industry. And so that event is on April 25th. And going back to these relationships we have with our data providers, we're planning a lot of trend talk events, you know, kind of honing in on topics that are trending and emerging and for people to be aware of. So those are pretty exciting. And then the Beauty Awards is always just amazing to see so much innovation and creativity and products in one room together. And, you know,
it's amazing.
Looking forward to that as well.
She and I, we're old hands at this now, but I think the only one busier than me that day is certainly you, right? Because I have to get the stuff to the venue, unloaded into the venue, but I just see you running back and forth all night long as I give you that quick wave, but you always do a really great job. If somebody wants to be involved with the CEW, either as a member or they want to get involved on the sponsorship end, what's the best and easiest way to get a hold of you? And are you the right person to get a hold of?
Yeah, definitely. You can actually reach out to sponsorship@cw.org, or my email address is lbauer@cw.org, but you can find everyone's contact information on our website and yeah, go from there. So I would love to speak to anyone who wants to learn more.
Landry Bauer, I have a lightning round of questions to ask you that I didn't share with you prior to this conversation because I want to see what you say. These are this or that type answers. I'm going to read off 10. This is the thing we do here at Minutes with Mike. I'm going to read off 10 of these questions and you give me your responses. You ready? There's no right and wrong answer. City streets or country trails?
Oh man. So I'm a city girl, but I love national parks. So I'll go with city streets.
Love it. Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram.
Or other?
I like Instagram. Talking about keeping up with technology, there's too many platforms out there. I use Instagram as like my personal diary, capturing my, you know, moments in time, and I can go back and see them. But yeah.
Theme parks or water parks?
I just got back from Kalahari with my family. Indoor water parks, that's a close second, but theme parks.
There you go. Lipstick or lip gloss?
Lipstick.
Saturdays or Sundays?
Saturdays.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Bold nail polish or neutral?
Bold.
Call or text?
Text.
It's a hard one, right?
Yes.
Two more. Reality show or documentary?
Documentary for sure.
Hopefully. And wash dishes immediately or wait till the sink is full?
Immediately.
Landry, what's the best part of being the director of partnerships over at CEW? The best part.
Meeting new people every day.
This has been wonderful. You're one of my favorite people in this industry. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on Minutes with Mike. Landry Bauer, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
I will definitely do that. And we just are thrilled to be partners with you for so many years. So thank you
Great.
so much.
Thank you.